Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scheffler outshines them all at Augusta.
Indeed he did. He and John Rahm are your favorites for the PGA Championship that is starting on Thursday in Tulsa. And when we have a major in the world of golf and everything else going on in the world of golf right now, we always turn to our friend David Dusek. He is on Twitter at golfweek_Dusek. He is with us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sportsbook. David, I don't know where you want to start. Do you want to start actually talking about this PGA Championship, or do you want to start with what everyone else is talking about regarding the ongoing real-time downfall of Phil Mickelson?
We're not talking Cubs baseball on this? I must have been misbooked. We can start out with whatever you like. I mean, I think that we've got a great championship here. Obviously, we have a missed defending champion, and that's going to make a lot of news, certainly after the comments
ladies and gentlemen,
coming out with Phil
in
the last month or two. And he's in a tough position. I'm a little bit surprised that he didn't come here and frankly, you know, sort of rip the Band-Aid off, get the awkward press conference over with, because that's what's going to happen at some point. But he opted not to come back here. But the players that are here, we should have a heck of a show. Tiger Woods is out on the driving range right now. He played here a while ago, did a little recon mission. He played yesterday and is saying that his endurance is up. So we've got a deep field plus Tiger, and I think that's going to end up outshining, you know, candidly, the fact that Phil Mickelson is not here.
Scheffler's just playing at such a high level right now. How does this course shape to his game?
When you hit as many fairways and hit as many greens as Scottie Scheffler is doing, then you're going to have a chance no matter where you play to contend and possibly win. It's really going to come down to a very simple formula for him. If he makes putts, which, you know, sounds pretty basic, then he's going to be around. Scottie Scheffler is playing the way that the modern professional golfers like to play, which means you give yourself just a lot of opportunities to make birdies. The strength of his game is going to be his irons and as well as his driving and really the long game. And the Southern Hills is going to demand that from players. We're playing to just under 7,300 yards, most likely par 70. So there's only going to be two par fives on the golf course. The par fives for elite players are birdie opportunities, which means you're going to have to make more chances to make birdies and avoid big numbers. And that's what Scottie Scheffler does often. So if he putts well, if he putts like anything like what we saw at Augusta National, then he is going to be in the mix. There's no doubt about it.
And if I am reading my FanDuel odds correctly, and I'm looking at this, Xander Schauffele right now at plus 2,800 in between Hideki Matsuyama, and he also at plus 2,800 is Shane Lowry in there. The way Schauffele is capable of striking the ball, he's going to win one of these at some point. It's just a matter of figuring out which one, because it's another guy who just always seems to be able to sustain in these tough fields in the big tournaments.
I'm going to get the stat wrong, but one of my colleagues at USA Today and Golf Week, Steve DiMeglio, was talking to me about Xander Schauffele actually earlier this morning. And if you look back over his last, I think it's 60 holes, maybe 65 holes in competitive golf that he's played, he's over 20 under par.
Right.
I mean, like he finished last week really strong. The talent is clearly there. I think he was really geared up to try and win the U.S. Open basically on his home course last year at Torrey Pines. He didn't get that done, but he settled for winning a gold medal, which is a pretty nice runner-up prize. Was a real key player in the U.S. Ryder Cup team. Has been playing at a very high level. You have to think that type of talent is only going to be denied for so long. It's just a matter of putting it together in a particular week. And this venue, while I think it's going to be exceptionally challenging, this is the major championship that's the most like a regular week-to-week PGA Tour event. If we go to the British Open, you get Lynx golf and crazy wind and conditions. Augusta National, the greens are you know, legendarily hard, and it's challenging. The U.S. Open, the rough is crazy. I just went to Boston and had a chance to play in a media day event for the U.S. Open that we're going to play next month. This course and this tournament will look very familiar to people if you were to tune in. It would be a really hard test, for example, as a week-to-week PGA Tour event. That, I think, bodes very, very well for Xander Schauffele, because this is going to be, well, he wasn't here in 2007, the last time we were here at the PGA. I think that he will have a very high level of comfort here, and I expect him to play well.
To what standard is Tiger holding himself at the moment?
I think he's holding himself to a little higher standard coming out of Augusta National, because when he did talk to some of us in the media, you know, on Sunday, he was saying that he's starting to get his stamina back. He's starting to feel stronger now than he was going into the Masters. I think the fact that he made the cut there was unbelievable, absolutely remarkable just to make the cut. But clearly he was a different player Saturday and definitely on Sunday than he was on Thursday. The accumulation of walking and strain and going all over that golf course added up and you know, did something to his leg that wasn't going to help him compete. I think that he is expecting to make the cut here. He won here last time we were here back in 2007. And so I think that he is here to win. Realistically, I think he will probably make the cut again. I have no reason to think that he can't, and that we maybe get a little bit better performance from him over the course of 72 holes. I don't know that he will win, but I think he's holding himself to a higher standard today than he was, say, 6 weeks ago.
All right, now let's get to Phil. Let's get to everything that everybody is talking to each other about right here, because this is every time I turn on my phone in the morning and I get past all of the horrors of regular life, and then I'm like, what now? Now he and Gary McCord are using hand signals to bet on putts during actual tournaments, and now there's a convicted money launderer who's got a book coming out where he thinks that Mickelson could have kept him out of prison, and now there's payback coming there. Greg Norman is just, he doesn't have enough feet to stick in his mouth every time he talks about the Saudi tour. What's going on, and is there a roadmap back? Is it so much as, like you say, have the press conference, let all of us be stupid and forget and not care, or is it beyond that now?
You know, I don't think it's beyond that, because I think that we have seen comebacks in sport and in politics and in every other walk of life here in the United States that are, what at the time think, you know, it can never happen. You know, that this person could never recover from this. This is a career-ending scandal, and invariably the person is able to make a comeback. Phil has said a lot of really stupid things, and he has been called out by a number of people. He had one of the more disingenuous, in my opinion, like non-apology apologies after the comments that he claimed were off the record. But I mean, he talked to Alan Shipnuck, who I used to work with at Sports Illustrated with. Trust me, those comments were on the record. Bill's a big boy. He knows when and how you interact with the media on a phone conversation to make sure that something is considered off the record. And Alan would respect that if that were happening. He is caught in a really, really terrible position of his own making. And if I were, you know, in Team Mickelson, which I'm certainly not, but if I were, I would recommend that he just come out and say, look, you know what? I did some pretty stupid things. And I said some bad things. And from this point forward, I'm going to try and play it as straight as I possibly can, which means I'm going to catch a lot of crap from many different places. And that's deserved. I think that the idea of playing the Saudi golf tour, the LIV tour, off against the PGA tour to try and get more money in his mind out of there, he has made so much money, it's crazy. But if a lot of different things that are being reported are to be believed, he has burned through tens of millions of dollars in gambling debts, in the lifestyle that he has. And maybe he needs that kind of money that the Saudis potentially could give him. I don't know. I haven't seen Phil's finances, but he has put himself in a terrible position. And I would recommend that the best thing that he can do is just come to a place like Southern Hills, which he's opted not to do. We'll see if he's going to play the U.S. Open. We'll see where and when he does land, and just get this part over with. Be honest with everybody before, right? Be humble, because you should be. And we'll see exactly where the chips fall.
Randall Shambly tweeted this earlier today. Alan Shipnuck on the difference between Tiger and Phil. Tiger has never tried to be bigger than the game, and he put money in the players' pockets. Phil is trying to be bigger than the game, and he's taking money out of the players' pockets. Can't be said any better than that. So what we think, what the usually when you say can't recover from a scandal like this, it has to do generally with public perception and in turn sponsor perception. I know even Callaway has put their deal on hold. KPMG and others, his sort of tentpole sponsors, are now out. What I'm interested in, David, is his peers. This is those peer relationships on this tour, in this sport, in this game, matter so much. If those can't be repaired, it doesn't matter what's on his hat, and it doesn't matter what I think or what people on the other side of the ropes think, does it?
No, I think a lot of what you're talking about is inside the clubhouse. Phil has always been popular, but a lot of people will shake their heads, and that Phil is trying to get a system that has been very, very good to him and is great to a lot of guys who have not won six major championships and are not in the World Golf Hall of Fame yet. You know, I'm sitting here watching Scottie Scheffler hit some balls, and I'm looking at different people, you know, that are up on the on-course board right now playing their practice rounds. And Phil Mickelson has helped a lot of people in some ways by winning, but his popularity brings sponsorships, brings interest to the game, and that's undeniable. But at the same time, when you try and work a system, as he clearly did, when you say some of the things that he did, it's putting golf and putting certainly him in a very different light. You know, the gambling thing is not good. I wonder how much Phil is concerned, not as much with the Alan Shipman book, which is coming out now, but with the Billy Walters book, mm-hmm. which sounds like it's going to be coming out around Christmas time, where evidently there's some more really serious dirt that's rumored to be coming in that one. We'll see exactly what's in it. But the perception and basically the way that I think that he has tried to project his image has always been a little bit different than the way he projects his image in the locker room. You know, what you see wasn't always what you were getting, and that's true for a lot of different athletes. I don't begrudge them for that. But this scandal, which, again, is 100% of Phil's making, why would somebody of Phil's making want to advocate and potentially work to compete against the PGA Tour when the players who were here were going to stay here with no intention of going to the tour with Greg Norman? It potentially hurts them. So, yeah, to your point, he's not making any friends by all of the comments and a lot of the different actions that he's taken over the last 6 months.
Last thing for you, David, as always, we appreciate it. Is the Saudi Tour viable? Do you think it's going to happen, or could it die on the vine?
No, I think there's definitely going to be tournaments. I mean, whether we call this a full-fledged tour, meaning like, you know, every 3 or 4 weeks there's going to be an event, and I think that we're scheduled to have something be played in June. We don't know exactly what the field is going to be. We're scheduled then after that to have a couple more events, one of which is going to be going on up in Oregon and some other places are also going to be hosting. I think that there are going to be people who are going to play that golf. You know, it certainly sounds like players like Lee Westwood and possibly Sergio Garcia. Ricky Fowler was asked about it yesterday. He has not ruled out playing in some of these events. If they can get some names and if they can dangle enough cash in front of some people, they'll go, you know, which that's on them for doing that. And whatever the legal repercussions are going to be, we'll have to wait and see exactly how that's going to play out. But I think there will be some tournaments. Now, 2 or 3 years down the line, is that going to be a real, you know, competitive tour against the PGA Tour? I personally doubt it, but I think that there will be tournaments here in the relatively near future.
David Dusek, thank you so much. Appreciate it. A lot going on in your sport right now. And your Cubs are winning a few games, so you can be excited about that.
I can hardly recognize them these last couple of days. It's wonderful, but I hardly even recognize them.
Thanks, David.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.